were unprepared. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's the claim from the father of one of the victims of yesterday's mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Javier Gazares, who lost his daughter in the shooting, says he raced to the school, and when he got there, police were still standing outside as we're learning more details about the events leading up to the shooting.
Apparently, about 30 minutes before the shooting took place, authorities say that suspect fired off three messages on social media. Now, who these went to and where they exactly went and were open, that part is unclear, but what we do know is that two of these messages referenced shooting his grandmother. A third, though, referenced him wanting to go to an elementary school to, quote, shoot it up. But after shooting his grandmother, investigators say the suspect took off, eventually crashing his truck near Robb Elementary.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. That's where police say suspect Salvador Ramos barricaded himself in a classroom and shot and killed 19 children and two teachers. A spokesman for Facebook says the messages posted by the suspect were private and they were discovered after the tragedy. On the second anniversary of the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police, President Biden has signed an executive order on police accountability. Oklahoma's governor has signed the nation's strictest abortion ban into law,
prohibiting physicians from performing the procedure at any point in pregnancy, with exceptions only for medical emergencies and victims of rape or incest if the crimes are reported to law enforcement. It allows private individuals to sue abortion providers and anyone who helps someone get an abortion, but does not allow the woman seeking an abortion to be sued. Stead previously signing a law making it a felony for doctors to perform abortions.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania is headed for a recount with about 1,000 votes separating Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick. The recount begins Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Closing arguments called off in one state's lawsuit over the opioid epidemic.
A seven-week trial in Charleston, West Virginia leads to an 11th-hour tentative settlement after West Virginia accused two major pharma companies of downplaying the risks of addiction from using their opiate drugs and overstating the benefits. The judge put the trial on hold to give them time to come to terms. A $161 million settlement with Teva Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie's Allergan. Just last month, West Virginia reached a $99 million settlement with Johnson & Johnson's Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Over their role in perpetuating the opiate deaths, West Virginia has long led the nation in drug overdose deaths. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has voluntarily entered rehab. The band posted on social media that Tyler, who has made no secret of his struggles with substance abuse, relapsed after having foot surgery earlier this year. They have postponed the first portion of their tour as a result. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's sorry after a report investigating parties attended by high-ranking members of the British government that took place during the pandemic.
The British leader says the buck stops with him.
I take full responsibility for everything that took place on my watch.
The Partygate scandal investigated by senior civil servant Sue Gray, who probed 16 parties that Johnson and his staff went to in 2020 and 2021. Scottish National Party leader Ian Blackford.
Prime Minister, time is up. Resign. Resign. Resign before this house. House is forced to remove him.
The report blames the PM and senior officials for the culture of rule-breaking, resulting in several parties that breached the UK's COVID-19 lockdown rules.
Fox's CJ Papa, the Congressional Budget Office, says high inflation will persist into next year. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.